Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk about a favorite topic suggested by the first caller of the day, then take your questions. Place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, a conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. And so, let me welcome Ada Marie. How are you today?
I'm just wonderful. The sun is out and shining. Even though it's 40 degrees, we have sunshine. So that's something to be happy about.
It is. Yeah, sunshine always brightens up the day in more ways than one.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So anyhow, let me just let the callers on the line know and people listening to the podcast that if you want to have a full reading from Ada Marie, she does provide the first 15 minutes for free. So you're going to want to take down her contact information if you want more than a little snippet, which is what you'll get today. And as I said, she'll be talking about a topic first, and then she'll take your calls, and she will handle on the air anything except for mediumship questions. She only does communication with the dead during a private session because it just takes too long and we don't have the time for that. So you can check her out. Her website is thegoldenoracle.com, O-R-A-C-L-E, thegoldenoracle.com. Or you can call her between the hours, and this is going to be Rocky Mountain time, folks. It's between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. at 520-896-9510. And in the summer, that translates to Pacific time. I don't think they go off daylight savings time where you are, Ada Marie.
No, they don't.
Yeah. So there's a three-hour difference between us in the summer and 2 hours during the winter. And the show airs every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern time. And we always love to hear how you're doing, especially around questions that Ada Marie has answered for you. So please be sure to tune back in and let us know what's going on in your life. So anyhow, Lana is the first caller of the day, and she got the chance to suggest the topic. And we're going to talk about change, the changes that people make. And so, Ada Marie, I'm going to turn that over to you, and then we can dialogue a little bit about that.
Okay. You want to talk about change now?
Yes.
Okay, because I do think it's important that when people decide to make a change, they don't decide to make it just because they need to decide what it's going to do in their life, because it's going to make a big change in their life. If they go from one area to another, things change from one part of the country to another. So it would be a good thing before they decide that they want to live in Texas and they've been living in New England, that they better do a little investigating, go and visit a couple times, see what's going on there, see if they really want to live in that kind of an atmosphere and that kind of energy. Or wherever they want to move, they should take a couple short visits or something to see if the area is something they would really like, or to see if the kind of people they meet are the kind of people they want to be around.
The same thing would apply to new relationships or new jobs.
Mm-hmm. Right, new jobs, new relationships, new living quarters, because living quarters in different places are completely different. It was a big shock to me to come out to California after living in Montana in the winter and cold, 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 and then you come out here and everybody's running around in shorts and T-shirts.
Mm.
That was a big shock
mm-hmm.
in the middle of December. So I have to say that if you're going someplace you've never been before, prepare to be surprised about what you run into.
Well, I think that's the moral of the story for anything to do with change, is
right.
that it is going to provide new circumstances, new opportunities, and sometimes some pitfalls.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So, anything else you want to say about it?
Well, I just want to say that look into it before you do it. Don't make the change if you don't have to, before you've had time to investigate a little bit and see if it's something you could really enjoy living in.
Well, you know,
you can't enjoy living in a place, it's going to be hard to work there.
Yeah. And I think sometimes people make the mistake of thinking the grass is going to be greener on the other side. They jump into something new and then they become disappointed.
Very disappointed, because it isn't. The grass can look very green someplace, but who waters the grass?
Yeah.
There's the question. How does that grass get watered? And how do you find a job if there's no jobs out there to find? Same thing. So.
Well, I think people probably have to look at their motivation for change, don't you?
I think they have to. I think they have to investigate their motivation.
Yeah.
To see exactly what they are willing to give up to get what they think they're going to get.
Right, right. Yeah. And some people are just chronically dissatisfied and nothing that they do to change their outer circumstances is going to make any difference, because they have to change themselves first.
Right. I'm sorry for laughing, but basically that's what you're saying is the bare truth. If you don't change you and how you feel about you and the things around you, you're not benefiting yourself one bit to go anywhere but where you right are.
Right, right.
You have to make those changes first.
Well, it's all an inside job, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is. It is.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Anything else?
Well, I think it's interesting. A lady called this morning and she said, "Are you going to be on the show today?" I said, "Well, I'm going to be on a show today." "Yes, I am." She said, "Well, I listened to you last week and I went out and tried what you said. It works. I just want you to know it works." I said, "Okay, well, you can come on the show and say that if you want to. That would be very helpful." And she laughed and she said, "Okay." But I don't know what I told, I don't know what I said, and I don't know what she did. She didn't elaborate. She just wanted me to know that, by gosh, it worked.
Well, maybe she's one of the people on the line. I don't know.
I don't know either, but we'll see.
We will see.
Yes.
Well, let's touch base with Lana and see if there's anything else she's curious about change. And then, of course, everybody, including Lana, has an opportunity to ask you a question.
Right. Right.
All right.
Well, let's see who's first.
Okay, well, Lana's first, and Lana, you're live, honey. Was
yes,
there anything else about change you wanted her to talk about?
Well, I think you covered all areas of it between the two of you, which is very interesting, because I went through a big change last year, which was self-imposed, and I can relate very much to what you were saying. So it's very interesting. Thank you for that. It's brought things.
You're welcome.
Brought things to light. Yes. I do have a question. It's a love question. And there is one person that I'm very interested in, and I'm wondering if you see something for us if anything, if you can give me any kind of insight into that.
You're going to have to give me a name because there's a lot of people around you.
Okay. His name is Harold.
Is Harold?
Yes.
Okay. Does he have a bad temper?
No.
Or you haven't seen it?
I haven't
okay,
seen it.
Okay, because other than that, he's a very fine person. He has a little trouble holding his temper.
Really?
Yeah.
And
you haven't
seen
an occasion to have that happen.
No, not at all.
But he's a good person. He's a good worker. He's conscientious and he's kind.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Those are qualities that are good.
Yes, I do. I do think he's a good person. Do you see anything for
mm-hmm.
us together? You do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lasting?
Pardon?
Lasting? Something lasting?
Oh, the relationship? It could
mm-hmm.
last for a
mm-hmm.
while, yes. Yes, it could. Yes.
Hmm.
You
right.
seem to hit it off very well and agree on many things.
Well, this is true, but he seems to pull away, or has been.
Because he's been, well, remember, sometimes men especially, if they've been hurt really bad, they do back away. They don't want to get too
mm-hmm,
close to get
mm-hmm.
hurt again. So that's
mm-hmm.
what's going on with him.
I see. So he needs a little time.
But he needs time and he needs understanding. And you have
mm-hmm.
the ability to do both and do them well. So that'll work well for both of you.
Okay. Yeah, I do. That's true. Although I am impatient.
Right. well.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I thank you for that.
It can be very good. Yeah.
Okay. All right, very good. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Thank you for suggesting the topic, Lana. We appreciate that.
Oh, sure, absolutely. It was good. It didn't cover what I was thinking exactly, but between the two of you, you covered it very well.
Well, what were you thinking exactly?
Well, I was thinking changes with people. How people change, especially during this time in the world seems to be in a state of change and people seem to be changing all the time, people around me. But then you mentioned that and she mentioned the location, the change of locations, which kind of brought everything together. So I thought it was good.
Well, yeah, a change of location will change the people. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really makes you look at yourself.
To the new location.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and it really makes you look inside, doesn't it? Yeah,
right,
I think so.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
a good thing.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks again.
Thank you.
Yes,
you're
I
welcome.
Hope it's
Thank
been
you.
Helpful.
Yes,
we
has.
Probably have time for another topic, so we'll ask another caller to suggest one a little bit later. But we do have four other callers on the line now, so we'll move on, and thank you, Lana. Okay, our next caller is Kim. And Kim, you're live.
Hi. Thank you
Hi.
For taking my call. I was actually going to ask if I'm relocating from Ohio to possibly somewhere warm.
I would suggest anybody with the idea of moving from cold to warm would be good because I personally did that very thing, and I've been very happy ever since I've been out here where it's warmer. You know, that California and even in Arizona here, it's warmer than it is back in Montana. So I like it here.
That's great.
Pardon?
So do you think I'll be moving somewhere warmer this year or no?
You may. It depends on, in your case, it depends on a number of things that you're doing that would make you move or not move, right? There's several
correct
circumstances that you have to fix to be able to move. But you can move if you go to the trouble to straighten it out.
I was hoping I would be moving with someone.
Well, that could happen too. But right now it's a little bit iffy, I think.
Okay. I have some land in Arizona. Should I sell that or build on it?
What part of Arizona is it in? Close to the border or is it further up?
Kingman, Lake Havasu area.
That's a good area. That's a very good area. You build there, you'd be happy.
Okay, instead of selling it or leasing it?
Well, that's up to you, honey. It depends on how your circumstances and your finances work. You know,
all right.
Does it have a house on it?
No, not yet.
Yeah, see, so I would say that I would look things over very carefully before you make that decision, you know.
Okay.
You could, a lot of people live in trailers now, especially down in that area because it's warm and it's very nice. I don't know where you're coming from, but it is a warm area. And I like a warm area.
Correct. I guess I'll see if there's someone coming in for me to move somewhere with. It would be easier.
Well, right, and that wouldn't happen until the summer. You'll meet someone in the summertime that I think you'll be very happy to know and have a relationship with.
All right.
You know, July, August, in that time period. You might find a wonderful, wonderful person. Just shows up.
Okay. Anything
so that
else?
That might be nice. Well,
sure, that'll be nice.
I don't see anything else that'd be relatively interesting, except that you have plenty of options to meet people and plenty of places to go to meet people. So don't hesitate to go and meet people and have a good time.
Like meditation groups or?
Well, meditation groups or groups where people dance and have a good time, smile a lot, and are really genuinely happy people. You need
all
to
right
be around
thank
people
you
that are happy. Yeah. That would be good.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Kim.
Thanks.
She's a sweet girl.
Yes, she is.
Very sweet.
Okay. Our next caller is Tia, and we're going to be going to her right now.
Okay.
Tia, you're live.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you so much. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear.
Okay. Hi. My question is, there's a lot been going on in my life, and I'm just wondering, are there any messages from the other side for me?
You'd have to call and have a private counseling to get that information, but if you've been asking for someone from the other side and you called, we could probably reach them. They would come to us.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and we have to do that in a private. That takes time. We'd have to have,
okay.
You know, we can't do it on this show. But you have
okay.
my phone number, I
do
think.
Yes, I do.
Good.
Do you see anything positive coming up for me or in the near future? Is it, am I headed in the right direction?
Well, there's a lot of positive things around you, and I think you've been a little weary or concerned because of something that happened in the past that's made you kind of skittish about the things that are showing up. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Now, listen to, and I'm saying this from the very bottom of my heart, because of the circumstances that have been kind of issuing around you, when you think of something, listen to the voice in your heart. And if it says, no matter how good it looks, if it says no, it's no, okay?
Okay.
But
okay.
Listen, your first impression is right. That's how you got in this mess to begin with. You didn't listen to that first impression. And you can walk
okay.
right out of it. Okay? But
okay.
listen to that voice.
Right.
Good.
I will
Good.
Do that. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Call me if you need me.
Oh, thank you. I will, honey. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Tia. Okay, our next caller is Dion. And Dion, you're
Hi.
Live. Hi.
Thank you for taking my
Hi.
Call.
And your question?
Well, I am looking for change, but I'm looking to move back home to like the original house I grew up in. And I was just wanting to know if you've seen that coming anytime soon.
No. Ooh, that came fast.
Okay.
It must not be the time right now. That just slipped right out. So there's a reason for it. Look around and see if you can find out what it is.
No. I know what the problem
oh.
is. I was it's like I have paperwork that's all messed up with like the title and stuff, but I was hoping it would be like
mm-hmm.
maybe like March or April. It doesn't have to be like today, but soon
no,
would be, you know.
It wouldn't happen today.
No, you
don't. If it happened at all, it would be in August or September.
Wow, that far away? Ooh.
Well, it looks like that, but it could change, you know, things change.
I hope so.
I mean, I think you were planning to go in the spring, but it looks more like the summer.
Okay.
I mean, it would totally depend on you, of course.
On me? Oh, no, I'm ready to leave now.
I can understand that, but I don't think it's time yet.
The place where I'm at now is just okay, but I don't think my landlord likes me very much, so
mm-hmm.
I don't want to extend my lease.
Right.
Okay. I mean, if that's what you see, that's what you see, you know.
Well, I have to tell you what I see. That's all I can do.
Do you see me, like, moving from where I'm at now to another place then?
Yes.
Okay.
But you didn't ask that question.
No.
I mean,
I would rather just
nice.
Move. My next move will be pretty nice?
Yes. Very nice.
Oh. Well, thank you.
Wherever that is. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
It'll be joyful.
That is...
Yeah.
Really? Oh, wow. Oh, that's great. It's such good news. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're right. And you'll enjoy it.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
I appreciate it.
Dionne, do you have a topic that you would like us to discuss today? We do have two more callers, but we have a half hour left.
Well, I think just, you know, a topic, it seems like people are moving a lot, like maybe relocation. Well, the first caller mentioned changes, but for changes for me would be actually moving the energies around as far as moving, like, into a new environment. And I know 2018 has a different vibe than 2017. So maybe just changes in the right direction. People got to remember every time there's a new calendar year, the energy gets changed around. So maybe just moving forward in a positive direction. You know?
If you realize that now we're in an 18 year, this is 18. And one is beginning and eight is the house built. So that year is a nine, a completion. So it's going to be a little easier than last year when everybody was trying to get it completed and they couldn't get it done. This year they will get it done. They will complete everything. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and it's also like, I know for 2018, isn't that like, I know it's a 2, but it's also an 11, right? So it's a master year?
Right. It's an 11-2. It's not just 2. It's an 11-2.
So that
so
has
will,
to do
they
with
will
like,
get, they...
like coupling up and abundance and like doubling up, but in a good way. I think people are just scared to move forward now because... only 17 days into the new year.
Yeah, and already it's becoming stronger and happier and more healthy, and things are beginning to move for people. And that's a good thing. It'll be a very good year. I've had hundreds of calls already asking me what the year is going to be, and I said, you're going to be very happy because you're going to be really able to complete what you started a couple years ago, and that'll make you very happy.
Can I ask you
that
like
was
how
a
much
good
you
thing.
Charge for your readings?
I charge $100.
Okay.
Yeah, go to thegoldenoracle.com. But before you... The Golden Oracle. That's Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle. Now, one lady bought a reading without making an appointment, and she paid the $100 into the machine on the computer, and then she called. Well, I was right in the middle of another. I was doing another. I couldn't do it when she signed up for it. I couldn't do it, and I didn't know she'd even signed up because I hadn't had time to look at the computer. So if you are going to want a reading, call me on the phone, and then we'll set it up on the phone so I know that I've got time set aside for you.
Okay.
You know, it's hard. I can't. I'm not on that computer all day long. Somebody else does that from time to time, and so the calls I get on the phone on this number, 520-896-9510, are the calls I put on my appointment book, and they are the ones I set time for. So if you want to call, you just call that number, and we'll set up an appointment time. And if you're lucky, if you happen to be one of those lucky people, I can do it right then if I'm not busy on another call. But I have 3 telephones working, and so, you know, it's not always easy.
I understand. And I appreciate you doing the readings for us today. I appreciate
Pardon?
That. I appreciate you taking callers today and just helping us out. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm happy to do that because I think some things that people call today, we can answer and they can go forward with it. If they needed more, they could call me at home. But basically, If they get the base answered, they're okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Dion, and thank you for adding to the topic. I appreciate that.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Our next caller is a Skype caller, and I don't know your name. What is your name, please?
Hi, ma'am, sir. My name is Monica, and thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Monica. How are you today?
Oh, hanging in there. Very cold.
Okay, well, go ahead and ask your question to Ada Marie.
Ms. Ada Marie, thank you very much. Ms. Ada Marie, I have a question. Where I live, I want to know if there is some on the left side, there is an, four people living there, two older men on the 60 and an older lady. I want to know if him or any other male has come over here and looked through the windows or have come inside here where my mom.
Someone is in your house, you mean?
Yes, ma'am, when I'm not
someone
here.
Someone has come in your house. Pardon?
When I'm not here, like when my mom has been asleep, she's an old lady. Yes, ma'am. Well, what if they have a... Well, yes, go ahead.
How do they get in your house?
The worker that lives next door works for... I've been renting here for 7 years. And the man next door is Hispanic male, and... I don't know if he has hatred towards me and my mother, but they've been saying a lot of lies to the owner. And the owner 2 days ago, he was very vulgar with me. Like he told me, he said, I have had some people, witnesses come looking in the windows. I said, well, excuse me, what are you doing looking inside? It's pretty empty in here. Are you looking at my mother? And then he left.
You weren't looking in this house, were you?
No. I don't go over there.
No.
I mean, was he looking? Yes, ma'am. Am I confusing you?
So did
or-
you tell him you weren't looking in the house?
No, I live here with my mom, and he told me, the owner told me he sent some people to come look inside the house, inside here in the windows.
Hmm.
I don't know if the...
The owner told you that?
Yes, ma'am. He told me that 2 days ago. He was very ugly with me.
Why are they looking in the house? If you rented the house, why are they looking in it?
I don't know what they're looking inside, but there's this man next door, and he's a bad person. He's hiding from the law, I believe.
Oh,
I don't know why.
Oh, I see. Well, I would certainly go to the authorities and tell them that they were looking in your house or they came in your house uninvited.
I did talk to them. They told me to call if they get closer. They really notated that. I want to know what's the purpose of that. What's going on?
Well, I can't give you the purpose. I don't know what the purpose is. I don't have that answer. I don't know why they would be doing that if they didn't have something in mind, and I can't put a finger on it. They don't appear to be very good people. You have to take that up with the law.
And then the landlord turned off the water for me yesterday, and he hasn't turned it back on.
Why did he turn it off? Did you pay the bill?
Yes, everything's up to date.
Well, you better get some help from somebody.
And he told me, he said that the neighbor next door told him that I messed up the pipes. I don't know what pipes he's referring to because they're in the ground.
Well, it sounds like you've got to get somebody to come and help you, and I don't know who in your area that would be, but they do have people that come out and look at things like that.
They do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go down to the rental board and find out who it is. You rent, right?
Yes, I rent a home.
Yeah. Well, go to the rental board and ask them what to do.
Okay.
And they will tell you. Yeah, that's what they're for.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, my goodness. But you think I'm not going to be hurt?
No, you're not going to be hurt.
Okay. And if one more thing,
okay.
One more question. Can I ask you one more question?
Yeah, ask it.
For the landlord to send some people like that, like you said, is he planning to do something?
He may be wanting you to move, and you've paid your rent, so I would call him up and ask him why. Okay.
I did, and that's when he told me that the man next door told him that I messed up the pipe. He's lying.
Oh. Right.
So I didn't.
No, I know.
You'll have to go to the
rental board if you can't solve it with the owner.
Can he get in trouble if he has illegal people living in his units?
Can he what?
Can he get in trouble? He has people that don't have any papers.
Well, yeah, he could get in trouble for that.
Who do you report to that
if
to?
If you turned him in, they'd be right out there to get those people, and I don't know what they do in that state, but, yeah, that's bad.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Micah.
Thank you very much, sir.
Best wishes.
Yeah, thank you.
Sounds like a difficult situation, Micah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes there are no easy answers.
Well, the only easy answer is to take it to the authorities and let them fix it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I think that's what she's going to have to do.
I do, too.
She wondered who to appeal to, but she would just have to make some calls to find out.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
All right, we're going to move on to area code 805, and you are live. What is your first name, please?
Oh, hi, David. Hi, Ada. This is Donna from California, where all the mudslides are happening.
Hi, Donna. I hope you're okay.
Hi. Yeah, I lost a good friend, and my sister and my two sisters were trapped in a home for like 5 days, but thank goodness they're okay.
Oh.
But
I'm glad to hear that part. Not the other part.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
That's pretty
wonderful. I wanted to know, Ada, if what 2018 is looking for me as far as meeting someone. I still haven't met someone. I got online and
I know you haven't. I realize that. Mm-hmm. And I think the time is coming up, but it's, you know, when the time is right for you, it just automatically happens. So sometime between now and September, you probably will meet someone. When you started talking, I recognized your energy, and I thought, this is a girl that's waiting for someone to meet someone. It'll be September, and that's what I think it is.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, because it's been
a
long time. Yeah, this town is kind of difficult. I mean, all my single friends have difficulty as well.
Yeah. things are really iffy today in the world. Nobody seems to know which way to turn.
That's so true. Yeah, mm-hmm. Life kind of just happens to you, you know?
It seems that way, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, you go along and things just happen. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Also, right. I wanted to ask you about a little job. Do you see anything with that, too? I mean, I have enough money to live on and everything, but, you know, I'd like to... I took a bunch of classes. I've signed up for a lot of classes, acting and art journaling and psychology and
mm-hmm.
hiking. And, you know, I'm really, yeah, going to be going to a lot of classes, so I'm looking forward to that. They start next week. But I would like to find a little something part-time, too, as far as taking care of someone, companionship type job.
Well, those jobs are really quite easy to find. If you just put a small ad in a throwaway paper, you'll have 10 or 12 people calling you.
I'll do that. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll bring in a lot of people. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. Wonderful. Okay. So this fellow that is coming in September, it'll be something serious, I hope, not just...
It could develop into something very serious. And at first it'll be a lot of fun, but it could develop into something
good.
Very, very serious.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm happy with the fun. And how are you, Ada? Are you fine?
I'm fine, honey. I'm just fine.
Good. Glad to hear that.
All right.
Thank you very much.
I'm sitting here in the sunshine, and I like it.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Enjoy the sunshine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Donna, we have one more caller, but... we might have time for another topic. Is there anything you'd like to have her talk about?
Intuition. What is the foremost thing you can do to enhance your intuition?
Okay. We will talk about that. Let's take the other call first, and then we'll talk about that. Right, Ada Marie?
Right. That's an easy one.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great. Well, hang in there, Donna. We'll be talking.
Okay. Thank you, Dennis.
Oh, yep. Okay, area code 330. What is your first name, please?
Hi, this is Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good.
Do you
What's
see,
your question, honey?
Husband? I'm looking to see if a husband's going to come for me this year and possible marriage. I'm single.
Oh, okay. In the fall? Are you looking toward the fall? September,
I'm
October?
I'm single, so any man coming to me that we could get married this year?
Well, you have to, you don't want to just get married to get married. You want to marry somebody you can enjoy the company of and the lifestyle, and they like your lifestyle. There are lots of things to be considered. But, yes, you could meet several different people. It isn't that you can't meet them. It's that you don't spend enough time with them to get to know them, most of them.
All right.
You know,
any
you
special
to,
one? Anywhere I should go? Or
there could be. There's two different people. It could be quite special, but it'll depend upon how you feel when you meet them.
Will they be coming soon?
I don't know. Sometime between now and September. Maybe
okay.
Next month, maybe. And
yeah.
Is there somebody at your work that you know?
No, I've been off work because I hurt my foot. I don't go back till next week. So maybe someone new showed up.
Oh, okay.
I don't know yet.
Well, you'll find out. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
But that's what I saw, so it might happen.
Well,
sounds
that would
good.
Be nice and easy.
Yeah, it would.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Okay,
thanks
for calling, Ashley. All right, we're going to talk about intuition.
Okay, now everybody has intuition. what they need to do, and my grandmother taught us how to do this, so it really does work. And if you have an intuitive thought, something comes out of left field when you're doing something else, that's an intuitive thought. Write it down, because that intuitive thought will appear in full form someplace down the road a little bit.
Mm.
Okay, now you and I are talking, and I'm speaking right now, and if you get an intuitive thought about me and you write it down, it will come to pass. It will be positive. It will come to pass. If it was negative, the negative would disappear, because we would release it and not let it happen. Do you understand?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it works. Your intuition works all the time. In fact, I was standing at the window last night looking out in the dark, and intuitively I felt that I had to turn around and walk across the room and look out the other window. So I did. I walked across the room, and what do you think I saw?
No idea.
I saw a cat. A big wild cat. What do they call them? What do they call those cats? They're big, huge black cats, and they run around in the desert out here.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not familiar with that.
I'm not familiar with the name either, but there he was, looking right at me, right in the eye.
Oh, my.
Uh-huh. And then he turned and ran out up the hill and left.
Uh-huh.
But I just got that thought to go over there and look.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, there was that big cat. And he run after looking at me for a while, because he took a good look at me. He took off and went up the hill. But I just got that sensation that I needed to walk in the other room and look out the other window.
How can we develop our intuition?
By paying attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple. If you, say that it's easy. Say that you're in the house and your wife is in another room doing something, and suddenly you get the feeling that you need to go and see if she needs help. So you walk in there and she'll say, "Oh, honey, can you fix this?" Honeydews are all over the place. And then you look at it. See, you intuitively, you had a feeling that she needed something, or she needed to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you follow those little intuitions, and they're really helpful.
Well, I was thinking about our caller, Micah. It seems that she may have had some intuition about these people looking into her house.
Right.
You know,
I think, she did.
She had that, at least that's how it struck me when she was talking. She was asking for confirmation from you.
Mm-hmm.
But that, to me, spoke of intuition as an example.
That was intuition, that she had that feeling that they were there.
Mm-hmm.
They probably were.
Yeah.
She wasn't, see.
Yeah, right.
That's a sad thing. I hate it when I see people do stuff like that. That's so sad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's an awful thing to have happen.
Let's go back to Donna and see if she has any questions about intuition.
Okay.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. One time I was playing the lottery and there was a number that I felt all day long. And then for some reason I forgot about it at the moment and I played a different number. And I had this awful feeling inside of myself, but I didn't change it. And I would have won $17,000 if I had followed what I kind of knew.
Number.
But then I was kind of,
right.
Yeah. I would have won $17,000. And it's just that I guess I have to keep doing it and doing it, right, Ada, so that I don't doubt myself.
Well, you shot yourself in the foot. If the number came to you, you should have used that number.
She should have written it down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
I didn't
even
it with you.
Do that. Yeah.
It's so easy to get something that comes to you It's like a dream. If you don't
right.
write it down or talk about it, you forget it.
Yeah, you lose it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my grandma used to say that.
That part was
so the next time you get an intuitive thought out of left field, write it down. Even if you don't know what it means, write it down. You'll find out.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
I'll start.
Yeah.
Writing it down. I guess being in silence is good too, right? Does that help you, you think?
Right. If silence is wonderful. The more time you spend in silence, the wiser you become.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to try to get out.
You know, when we were little, my grandma used to say to us kids, now, you know, silent time is when you become smarter, meaning for all of us to sit down and shut up. And we would go sit down and be quiet because we knew she wanted us to be quiet. But when you are quiet, that's when things do come. Like if you're driving your car and you got the radio off and you're driving, you can get all kinds of things come to you. And some of them you do remember when you get a place where you can stop and reflect on what you just heard. But you have to write it down. Just quickly write it down. I come home today and I wrote down, I came in the house, 2 o'clock, what does 2 o'clock mean? And I wrote down 2 o'clock. I don't know what it meant, but I'll know when I get through with the day and look at it. So, it's amazing.
Good. Yeah, it is. Oh, I'll do that.
Right. So, you can get a notebook. I have a timer, and I write in it every day. Before that, I had pieces of notepaper stuck on everything in the house. Here was a little note, and here was a little note, and there was another, and I said, I can't do this. I got to clean up the darn glue from all the papers. I went and bought an appointment book, and I just write everything right in that book all day long. When something comes, I write it down.
That's what I do, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to start doing that.
And now I don't have to wash off all the cupboards and the walls and everything. So, but when I do that, I can look at it, and then I know where I'm at. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Was there anything else, Donna, you wanted to know about intuition?
Everybody has it, you know.
Everybody has it. And those are those feelings that you get in the gut of your stomach, too, right?
Yeah, right. That's what they are. You know, like you meet somebody and you automatically know you don't want to get too close to them because you don't trust them. Even though they haven't said or done anything, the feeling comes into your heart energy. Don't let it fall away. Pay attention.
Yeah, I'm going to start doing that to become more alert. And when you meet someone, actually stay in your body so you can feel what's going on. A lot of times I'm in my head too much. Yeah, that's not a very good thing, but I went to the gym today, and I think that'll help. I went swimming, get you out of your mind and into the flow of what you're doing, you know?
Get some good energy.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel so much better today.
Well, we are body, mind, and spirit, but mind is a place where you can get stuck.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes it is just those actions that we take with our body where we get into a certain zone where things will come to us.
Right.
Like you were talking about swimming. That's wonderful. Because it's a form of meditation. If you think about it, you just you don't think about anything but the movement, and then things can come to you.
right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very wonderful silent time.
Okay.
You know, you're just moving through the water, but your brain is silent.
Right.
So things can come in. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah, because the more that comes in, when you trust yourself, the better. The better it is
right.
by trusting yourself.
Right.
And
right. So that's a good thing. If people just took the time to pay attention to their own thoughts and keep them positive, and that's a trick, but they can keep them positive. There's a way to make everything positive. Turn it around. Grandma used to say, turn it upside down, shake it, it'll be positive.
You have to remain aware in order to do that because it's so easy for the negative to slip in there.
It tries.
Yep, yep.
And her statement was to say, get behind me, Satan. I don't have time for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Whatever works.
Yeah, it works.
I think it's the story that we give ourselves. You know, the story, you know, that gives the pain
mm-hmm.
and everything, you know, having that story of whatever it is. And in reality, it may not even have been like that.
That's right.
You've got,
right.
No?
Well, we can always rewrite our stories, you know. We can focus on the positive. You know.
We can completely rewrite
definitely.
Today with one sentence, right.
That's why it's good to be grateful for everything, huh, that you have in your life.
I think you have to be grateful. It's hard not to be grateful because, my goodness, when you look about and see what some people are going through, you can know that God has blessed you because you are grateful.
Yeah, definitely.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Oh.
Well, we're winding down. We just have a couple of minutes left. Is there anything else you'd like to say, Ada Marie or Donna?
Well, I'd like to bless everybody and tell them thank you for listening.
Oh, that's wonderful. I would like to do the same thing.
Okay.
And I would like to bless both of you.
And
I bless
you
both
too.
And Micah, who's still listening, God bless you with your situation. That's a tough situation. And it's a sign of strength to reach out for help, and it sounds like that's what you need to do.
Right.
Yeah.
And you need to know that if you ask for help, God will provide it. You'll be surprised how it'll show up. It will show up. It will be provided.
Mm-hmm.
So you just ask for it and thank God for it, and it'll come, okay? And we'll send you help, and that'll help.
There we go.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much. It's been another wonderful show, and we'll talk again next week.
That's right. We will.
Okay, Donna.
Wonderful.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, David. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.